The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Since the Passover of the Jews was near, Jesus went up to Jerusalem. He found in the temple area those who sold oxen, sheep, and doves, as well as the money changers seated there. He made a whip out of cords and drove them all out of the temple area with the sheep and oxen, and spilled the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. And to those who sold doves, he said, "Take these out of here and stop making my Father's house a marketplace." His disciples recalled the words of Scripture, "Zeal for your house will consume me." At this, the Jews answered and said to him, "What sign can you show us for doing this?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The Jews said, "This temple has been under construction for 46 years, and you will raise it up in 3 days?" But he was speaking about the temple of his body. Therefore, when he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they came to believe the scripture and the word Jesus had spoken. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Do you guys know how old this church is? 85? Is that right? That sounds about right. Almost 100, right? That's pretty old, isn't it? You guys think that's old? Yes. All right, what's the oldest church in California? Fourth graders should, I think, go over this. I hope. You know the oldest church in California? Yes, Mission San Diego de Alcala. Do you know how old it is? No? It is over 200. It's like 230 some odd years, but over 200. Really old, right? So pretty old. That's about as old as churches get here in California. And in fact, most of the United States, that's about as old as they get. Have any of you been to Europe? Anywhere in Europe, yeah. Churches get a little older. You might see something as far back as like 500 years old. That's pretty old, right? The oldest church that we have, the oldest Christian Catholic church that we know of, and it's supposed to be the first one built, is the one we're celebrating today. Today is the feast day of St. John Lateran. It's a basilica in Rome. It's called the Mater Ecclesia, the Mother Church, because it is the first one that we built after the persecution. I don't know if you guys learned about the persecution in elementary school, probably later in high school, I would imagine, but early in the church, we were persecuted a lot, and then once that stopped, we came out of that persecution, and the first thing we did is we built a church of our own. So we weren't hiding in houses anymore, we weren't hiding in catacombs. We were out in the open, and we were finally welcomed into the world. And so today, we celebrate that church. But do you know how old that church is? Any guesses?
A few thousand.
How old is it? How old is the Catholic Church? It's 2,000. So the church structure. So this church, the St. John Lateran, I mean, I'm sure it's been renovated over the years, but it's 1,700 years old. That's a lot. So you were close. Not exactly a few thousand, but just under. That's pretty old. That's a long time for a structure. But this church, so why are we talking about this church, though? Why churches in general? Any idea? So because of the reading, if you destroy the temple, build in 3 days, that's a pretty good answer. A lot of times, though, what we do is we have a feast day, and then we go out and find scripture to support our feast day. And so that's what we did with this. So it's not that this feast day comes from the scriptures, but the scripture we chose to read today is based off of this feast day. But the reason we celebrate is because of that this is the first church that we had. It's the mother church of Holy Mother Church. But the reason, well, do you guys find it kind of odd that we're celebrating a feast of a church? I do. I mean, we're Catholic, so we are odd. I mean, normally, what do we hear feast days about?
Saints,
people, Jesus, Mary, Joseph, all the saints. That's what we usually celebrate. But today, we have a feast day for a church. But why, again, why all this talk about churches? Because churches in particular is a visible sign and reminder that God is here with us. Who here passes a church every day on their way to school? You're in the church you pass, so everyone's hand should be up. So when we pass a church, one of the great traditions that the Catholic Church has is, and it's kind of fallen out of use more recently, but I think it's a good tradition to keep. And that's every time you pass the church, you remind yourself that God is here, that God is with you, with the simple sign of the cross. And if that's too public and you feel uncomfortable with that, then just a head bow or even just a glance towards the church. And so it has two purposes. One, it reminds us that God is here with us, but also two, every church that we pass by, every Catholic church has a little tabernacle right there with the body and blood, soul and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is in that tabernacle. And so we remember that as well. And so we reverence him when we pass by, if we make the sign of the cross, if we make a head bow, whatever it is, whatever sign we do, we're also reverencing Jesus Christ. So it's a reminder that he is here with us and we are giving him honor. It's a good thing to do. It's a good tradition. If you guys remember by tomorrow morning, hopefully you guys will do it when you come into class. Anyways, I just want to encourage you on that and remember that every church you pass is a sign that God is absolutely here with you in your midst.